You are listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and now, two women photographers, two Bostons, 30 years apart. That's the focus of the Boston Athenaeum's Developing Boston, featuring the work of Berenice Abbott and Irene Schwachman. Last month, we checked out some of the photos with Lauren Graves, assistant curator at the Athenaeum, and Robin Lubbock, a photographer here at WBUR, as part of the WBUR Field Guide, helping bring you what makes Boston, Boston. And I started by asking Lauren to tell us more about what we were about to see.
So the exhibition looks at how these two different photographers pictured Boston, how they saw Boston. Abbott is looking at the past of the city, but of course we always see glimpses kind of the present, while Schwachman photographs Boston as it's changing. The 1960s was a huge time for urban renewal, so she's really looking at the city as it's developing, redeveloping, and also looking towards this sort of uncertain future for Boston.
Now, urban renewal, of course, now is a really loaded term. And in fact, in 2022, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu actually moved to shut down all the remaining projects that were associated with urban renewal. And now it is a little bit infamous for eventually leading to, I don't know, you pick the word, the wipeout, the elimination of the West End.
Right, correct. And so Irene Schwachman has a really particular, interesting perspective on this idea of renewal. You know, she's photographing the city in the 1960s when, you know, we don't have hindsight, right, of what was happening to the city as so many acres, miles, really, were completely demolished or altered, not always for the best. And particularly thinking about the West End neighborhood, Irene Schwachman's husband, Dr. Harry Schwachman, actually grew up in the West End and saw what was happening in 1959 when the city essentially slated the neighborhood to be demolished and asked his wife, who was a photographer, to go back to his home, his childhood neighborhood, and photograph the neighborhood before it was completely destroyed. So she has a really personal relationship to Boston and particularly to the West End. Through her photographs, you see that kind of familial relationship. People were living there. It was a community. It was not blighted. It was not obsolete. And she really gives that sort of humanity to the neighborhood and tells stories that are sort of untold of the neighborhood before it's completely demolished.
So, Robin, one of the reasons that we invited you and we're hoping that you would join us today is this is an exhibit that tells a story of a city, but it also tells the story of two photographers. And you are a photographer who also deeply knows the city. You've been taking pictures in this city for years. Schwachman actually worked in Berenice Abbott's darkroom at one point, uses a different style, but learned from Berenice Abbott. We haven't walked through it yet. We will together in a minute. But you came early and walked through once. And I'm wondering what, just your first impressions, as you saw at least some of the photographs, what were your first impressions as you saw some of their work?
I guess, first of all, it's all in black and white, which is interesting. You know, these days, if you're out with your cell phone trying to take the city, you're going to be shooting in color, and it's going to be an easy thing to do. You know, for Berenice Abbott, she was using a 10-8 camera, a huge thing, like a suitcase which extends the length of your arm, you know, and it's not quite the same thing. She had to think about where she wanted to be. She had to think about the moment she wanted to take the picture. A little easier for Irene Schwachman. She was using smaller format. She was using medium format film. But through all of that, actually, what struck me was the similarities between the pictures. Schwachman obviously is looking at a city that's being, a lot of it is being torn down, a lot of open, empty spaces. And I guess that Berenice Abbott was looking for something in Boston that maybe she'd seen in New York. You know, the grandeur of the city, the beauty of these old buildings. The thing about large format photography is that it captures this detail very intensely, and she could capture just the detail of the bricks and all this sort of thing, making these pictures look quite stunning. They draw you in.
So with that in mind, let's go in. And Lauren, maybe, I mean, I'm assuming that there's nothing in this exhibit that wasn't a choice. So as we walk up here, we have these two photos. Tell us about these two photos and why they are what greet us as we walk into the exhibit.
Sure, so we wanted to start the exhibition with the two different photographers actually looking at the same place in Boston. So these two photographs, Abbott on the left, Schwachman on the right, both are of Adams Square, which is a place that no longer exists. It's actually where our current City Hall, the new City Hall, is. So we're not looking at the exact same kind of perspective of Adams Square, but we wanted to have this kind of similar space that both photographers are looking at so that we could think through the different approaches to photographing the city. It really interests me too in both of the photographs is people or kind of lack of people. So in Abbott, because Abbott's photograph, because she's using a large format, you see incredible detail, but you don't really see motion. You don't really see people. And so contrasting this work by Abbott that is really all about sort of this landscape view, really inviting the viewer into Adams Square, we have the photograph by Schwachman, which is much more dynamic. In the bottom right foreground, you see
there's a person.
Yeah.
And a little out of focus, like they were moving quickly.
Correct, yes. So we have a figure, a gentleman, which I think his clothing really identifies him in the 60s, his glasses, and he's smoking a cigar. So I love to think of the story of this man, like if this was lunchtime, if he's out at, you know, a ladies invited Globe Cafe, we don't know. But you really see the city through the perspective of a person. Abbott is looking from this larger scale view while Schwachman gets into the sort of nitty gritty and invites us to think of who this person is, and really we're able to place ourselves into Adams Square.
I think it's important that we remember that when Berenice Abbott is photographing Boston, it is 5 years after the 1929 stock market mm-hmm. crash. Mm-hmm. We are in a depression. Mm-hmm. So we are in a special moment in time in Boston history mm-hmm. as well, and that is a bad time mm-hmm. in the city of Boston. And Robin, what else? Is there anything else you would have us notice here?
I think the thing that I looked for in all of these photographs is things that were there and things that aren't there anymore. So Adams Square isn't there anymore. And I think when you look at that, it makes you think, well, what would have happened if it was still there today? Mm-hmm. Those sort of thoughts. It's gone and we've got something new.
We're speaking with Lauren Graves right now, who's the assistant curator at the Boston Athenaeum. We're here also with WBUR photographer Robin Lubbock as we look at this new exhibit, Developing Boston. Have these two women's work ever been exhibited together in this way before?
This is the first exhibition that is showing Abbott and Schwachman really in conversation. Abbott was a very prolific photographer, exhibited, you know, since the 1930s, since before in the 1920s.
Quite celebrated.
Quite exactly. And Schwachman hasn't really had an exhibition in decades.
As we walk around a little bit more, is it unusual for a woman in the 1930s to be a photographer who influences generations of photographers to come?
Yes, it's quite unusual for Abbott to have been as prolific and productive as she was in the 1930s. She's photographing, she is working on commission, she's writing, and she has big, big plans for herself and for photography as a medium. At the time, there were not unique to photography, but all kinds of different people working in all different mediums, like painters, writers. It was certainly a place that was much more welcoming to men. And as two photographers, you know, working in cities, being out and about in places, and, you know, the 1930s, at a time when things were different, it was always questioned sort of why a woman would be out roaming the streets, you know, alone with a camera. So there was
definitely a really big camera.
The really big camera.
I just want people to constantly remember she's not snapping pictures with an iPhone.
No, right. She would have needed a car. She needed people to help her set up, all kinds of things. And there's a story when she's photographing for Changing New York. I can't remember exactly this quote, but someone says, "This isn't a job for a nice girl," or something like that. And she says, "I'm not a nice girl, I'm a photographer." You know, I think both of these women saw themselves as photographers first and had to persevere through all kinds of hardships due to their gender. Irene Schwachman was fired. She worked for the Boston Redevelopment Authority for a number of years and was fired when a new person came into charge of her department and said it was inappropriate for a woman to be doing this job. Hmm. No repercussions.
Let's go join Robin Lubbock now.
I was looking at these photographs of Faneuil Hall, and I was looking at them in part because I'm interested, as I'm sure anyone who comes to this exhibit will be, of what was there then and what is there now. You've got the old streets that don't exist anymore, and here you've got the new buildings going up, still under construction. And yet, for whatever reason, years later, or years apart, they both chose to shoot that picture in the same way. They took Faneuil Hall and they framed it down the street like that. Mm-hmm. So there's clearly a connection there between the two photographers, but also there's a connection between the past and the future, change and things that are still the same.
Now, one of the things that I feel like we've learned from Lauren today, Robin, is this idea that, and I think I can keep this straight, Berenice Abbott was more known for having sort of I'm not even going to try to use the terms of trade, non-action-oriented approach, right? Taking photographs that are still, and Irene Schwachman, lots of action. What does that do to how we process a picture? Whether what's happening in it is still versus there's a lot of action going on. How does it change how we understand the images in the picture?
You have various things that you can play with as a photographer. You can capture movement. You can capture depth of field. Decide what you want to be in focus and what you want to be out of focus. For Abbott, it would have been harder to catch motion because her film was slower. Things were just tougher for a photographer in those days. It was hard to do that.
So the technology actually would have affected it.
Technology would definitely have affected it. But Abbott was not averse to photographing people. In New York, she would photograph people. The slow nature of her shutter would allow them to blur a little and create movement in the picture.
In the one photograph by Abbott, you actually see a sort of ghostly presence of someone walking.
That's definitely legs there, yeah. Right? Yes.
The three heads, right? Or four?
Yeah.
As they're moving.
And that's the slow exposure of one
person?
Well,
her exposure is so slow that that person is walking across the negative. So they're never there on one part of the negative long enough to leave an impression, unless they stop or shine a flashlight at you.
It gives it an otherworldly feel.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And so for Schwachman, who's photographing again in the 1960s, it becomes easier to capture action. To do a photograph like what we're seeing with the construction in the cars, because the technology of photography just would have made that more possible, you're saying?
Yes, and her film would probably have been more responsive. It would have been quicker. So she could, if she wanted to, you know, freeze action, or she could choose to, you know, lengthen her exposure and capture the movement of that action.
And if you
she had more choices.
If you were going to walk down to Faneuil Hall today, they, you pointed out, both chose to be down the street and take in the buildings along the side and look almost down like an alley that makes us focus on a certain part of the building. If you were to go down to Faneuil Hall today and take a picture of the building, where would you want to take it from? How would you want to capture Faneuil Hall today?
Well, I think today a little of the story about Faneuil Hall is what's going on around it. So I think I might want to capture that. I might want to do exactly what Schwachman did here and actually get on the steps up the side of City Hall and take a picture, you know, of the front of Faneuil Hall like that. But I think I would be interested in what was going on in front. I actually did take a picture of Faneuil Hall in the snow once, with everybody lined up, covered in snow, under their umbrellas, and that made it said something about the day, it said something about Boston in winter. I think when you add people, something that maybe Abbott didn't have the freedom to do that much. But when you add people, it brings a picture to life. So I would be trying to do that, yes.
So I love it, Lauren, that Robin took us to today. And I think that's the perfect chance for us to walk back outside the exhibit. Because outside the exhibit, you have one more collection of photos by young people. So as we walk back out there, why don't you tell us about the collection that we're headed toward?
Sure. So when we were working on this exhibition, we found great conversations and themes in both Abbott and Schwachman's portrait of Boston at a certain time. But of course, I kept thinking too that Boston is still changing, it's still developing. It didn't end when Irene Schwachman decided to stop photographing. So we were trying to think of ways to continue the conversation into the 21st century. And we were able to collaborate with a local nonprofit, Artists for Humanity, which is a Boston-based nonprofit that employs Boston teens to work with professional artists and mentors on commissioned projects. So we invited Artists for Humanity to come to the Athenaeum and look at the two different portfolios of Boston by Abbott and Schwachman and think through what we're seeing in their approaches, think through how Boston has changed, think of, you know, how their neighborhoods have changed, what we're missing, and then ask them to make a portfolio of photographs of Boston in 2022. So thinking of ways to continue conversations and themes that we see in Abbott and Schwachman's photographs and continue that into the present day of Boston.
And so what we see here, we've got 10 photographs, mm-hmm. and I think I'm seeing 4 photographers on the list.
Correct.
And we see black and white and color, mm-hmm. And we see everything from construction to a narrow view of the inside of a tea car, mm-hmm. to a panoramic view, sort of, not panoramic, that's the wrong, but a large view of a skyscraper, mm-hmm. a boarded up building. Mm-hmm. One is we're right up against the chain links of a fence, mm-hmm. looking at a piece of the city through the chain links. Mm-hmm. But you do see, Lauren, some of the themes mm-hmm. of construction and transition mm-hmm. that we saw in the photographs in the exhibit.
Absolutely. And the teens were all pretty well versed in working with digital photography, but after seeing Abbott and Schwachman's work and understanding a bit more about film, they really wanted to also explore using film photography and working in the dark room to make these images, to continue the literal technical conversations that we're seeing in the gallery.
It's also really striking to me, Robin Lubbock, that we only see people a couple of times, mm-hmm. and they are solitary souls when we do. It is definitely place over person mm-hmm. in these photographs. Anything stand out among any of the photographs sort of to you as a photographer, Robin?
I think what this wonderful project has done is captured some of the grandeur of the city, even in a block of scaffolding with wonderful perspective drawing you into the picture. Another picture of new glass buildings reaching up into the sky. Different forms of building. We've got a building that's being clad in something that maybe is very, you know, LEED certified. It's going to be a new, better building than we've ever had before. I see a lot of stuff here. And then some reminiscence, some sentimentality about the past as well. So there's everything is here. It's beautiful.
WBUR photographer Robin Lubbock and Lauren Graves of the Boston Athenaeum talked to us last month. The exhibition Developing Boston is on display at the Athenaeum through November.